Hello and welcome back for episode 25. Let us return to that weekend of February 10th and 11th back in 1996 with more caller clips. Dawn, who has taken copious notes on the program and provides quite the review. It's understandable since he was a newspaper sports editor for 12 years out of Kenmore, Clarksburg, and Buffalo, New York. Glenn from Brighton, who talks about Jack Hart's tertiary roads expression, which causes some consternation with Norm, and he just may get violent. Louise reminisces about old-time radio. We talk with Joe from Winthrop, or Lynn, or is it Fall River? And then, another classic call with Robert from Everett. All of Robert's calls were classic, but this one, with Norm laughing like Robert, is a standout. Robert brings up Billy Clyde. I remember listening to Larry Glick and hearing Billy Clyde tell his orangutan story. It was so popular, it was recorded and replayed when callers would request it. Robert tells Norm that he and Billy speak on the phone occasionally, on Billy's dime, of course. And Robert's time with Norm here ends beautifully. And we close with a caller from Buffalo, New York. She and Norm talk about their Newfoundland dogs. She also mentions how thrilled she was when she received a note from Norm. She lets Norm know that he brings so much joy to so many people. Isn't that the truth?
Berta was terrific last night, I thought. Might have been a little bit disruptive, but it was one of the most interesting birthday hours you've ever had, I thought.
Really? Well, isn't that nice, too? Did you giggle a lot and laugh and punch people in the ribs with your elbow because you were giggling so hard?
I was listening with Alma and a friend of mine, Guy, was over, and they both liked her tremendous. In fact, they were laughing so much at some of the things that came up, cropped up on the show that I didn't catch all of it. But I wrote WBZ and told them they ought to hire and give her own show so she wouldn't bother you so much.
Oh, I was kind of hoping you wrote them and said, hey, put Norma on more often.
Listen, you've got her number. Why don't you just call her every time you feel like you need a little lift of her? I may just do that.
Yes.
Incidentally, did you know that Edison and Bell were born just days apart?
I did not know that. What days apart were they born?
Well, Edison was born on February the 11th, 1847, and Bell was born on March the 3rd, 1847, 21 days apart.
March the 3rd for Bell?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was just looking that up in my little birth book.
Just to check me out.
That's right. No, you're absolutely right. Alexander Graham Bell, born March 3rd in Scotland,
mm-hmm.
1847.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's the same guy who invented the telephone, I understand.
Yes.
I don't know why I said that.
But I think I always considered that an oddity or an unusual circumstance that they would be born so close together and have so much effect on the world even today, even more so than when they invented their products.
That's true.
That game you had, Tribond.
Yes.
What's the name of the fellow? Jim Marsh, was it?
Tim Walsh.
Tim Walsh.
Walsh, yes.
Well, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, there was a game called Brain Trust, which was very similar to name three or four items and then connect the connection like water, glass, and air. Do you know the connection between water, glass, and air?
Water, glass, and air. No, I don't.
They're all transparent.
Oh,
things like
I see.
That came to the top of my head.
Yeah.
But, oh, here, you want a headline for the Blues beating the Bruins?
Yes.
Blues, Bruin streak.
Okay. Yeah, we're talking about the Essie one, the St. Louis Blues.
I was a sports editor for 12 years, so I'm...
Where was that?
Pardon?
Where were you sports editor?
Kenmore, New York, and Clarksburg, and Buffalo.
And on newspapers?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yes, as a matter of fact, when I left the last one, they had to hire five people to take my place, so I consider that an award in itself.
I would think so.
Like you said, tonight's show is an award show. Really, I loved last night's show.
Oh, well, maybe that was an award winner, too. We haven't heard the final decision from the judges yet.
Oh, Jeff Daniels was an actor that came up. You know that I believe it was his father that was an actor in the 50s and appeared in MGM movies like The Opposite Sex, which was a remake of The Women.
Oh, really?
Do you remember that one at all, where June Allison was playing all the remakes?
No, I remember, of course I remember June Allison very well, but I don't remember that. Now, Jeff Daniels Was he not in a Woody Allen movie about being a movie star who stepped off the screen?
I believe that was his son.
Not the original, not the one you're talking about, not the older guy, but his son.
Yeah, but see, in 55, that was the year that the Jeff Daniels you had at 39 years old was born.
Yes.
Well, his father, if I'm correct, the Jeff Daniels that I remember from the middle 50s would have been old enough to be his father. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, if he was his father, I would hope so.
Mm-hmm. And incidentally, isn't that interesting that Roberta at 75 is taking vocational training?
Did she say she was 75?
I think she did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
because I was beginning to think, well, maybe that might be a nice marital thought for Norm, if you want to try it again. She was so good, though, and so understanding when you sort of told her that you had to get on with this. You know, she could be quiet as well.
Well, you're really smitten with her, aren't you?
I really am. Does the Roberta that calls Bob Rowley call you very often?
No, she hasn't called me in a very, very long time.
I think she lives in Everett. I'm not sure.
Oh, no, your Roberta, I think, lives in somewhere in Boston, Dorchester, Jamaica Plain, or some part of Boston. Now, Boston has a lot of different sections to it. For example, our studios, I always thought we were in Brighton, but we're actually in Alston, which is still part of Boston. Mm-hmm. And
zip code.
Yeah, the zip code is the Alston zip code, and there's Hyde Park, and there's West Roxbury, and Charlestown, and a number of places like that, but they're all part of Boston.
That's another thing you mentioned last night. You said a person could write in care of the station, and they wouldn't have to put 1170 Soldiers Field Road, but you know, every time I send anything up there, I always feel compelled to put that on there. I think it's an extra plus to get there faster.
I guess it's not a bad idea to do that, but, I think the postal department knows where we are pretty much, because we're... and especially with a zip code, the correct zip code, I wouldn't think there'd be a problem.
Incidentally, in the last 6 months, Frank Johnson is the only meteorologist that you have had that pronounces the word correctly. I think all the others sort of slurred through the word from M to S to...
we have one who cannot pronounce his L, so it comes a meteorologist.
Yes, and Jack Hart with his word tertiary on the traffic.
No, he seemed to have kind of been smitten by the word tertiary.
I think so, because everybody is looking it up in the dictionary to see what the damn thing means.
Certain words I find are tremendous, are so pompous, they're kind of fun to say. I find, for example, words like portfolio.
Yes.
I don't know why. That's always kind of a... I always figure that's kind of a pompous... There are a few kind of business terms like that are kind of fun.
Things that get me is people that pronounce the word suits for suites, like living room suites, or, on advertising particularly, they'll say, and you can find your favorite living room suits right down here.
Oh,
you
know, wasn't that awful?
Those things.
We have a lot of people who make commercials about... places in New England who obviously make them on some other part of the country and mispronounce the names of our communities here, because most of them have the old British pronunciation since the British settled here originally.
Right.
And they come on and they hit it really hard and they come out with the wrong pronunciation. Everybody calls it, when they record something like for Quincy, which we pronounce Quincy in Illinois, they call it Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of places like that.
Well, I have to confess, I pronounced it Quincy until I started listening to your show.
Well, that's kind of natural, but if you're making a commercial for some area, well, I suppose they figure they don't have to check, that it seems obvious to them it's Quincy, and I forget, there are a number of other places that they pronounce wrong.
Incidentally, I didn't mind being left off the show last night because Kevin that called in, the new caller from Niagara Falls,
yes,
was so interesting because I happened to be from that area also, in addition to West Virginia, and there were so many similarities between our likes and dislikes and habits and hopes and dreams. I didn't mind at all because
I didn't even realize that you were supposed to be on the show, or there was a...
Yeah, I was fine. Well, you announced me before the last commercial, I think you said.
Oh, did I?
Kevin and Don. But I didn't even notice the time, and all of a sudden you said, I've got less than a minute to get off of here. And so I said, well, I'll just call tomorrow night,
And I'm glad you did.
When I was younger, though, I would have gotten so impatient over things like that.
I know it. A lot of people still write to me and say, boy, hang on for 45 minutes. Sometimes we can't help that. I mean, if the lines are all jammed up and you want to take people in some kind of order. You know, but I don't blame people for being impatient. If I were sitting on the phone waiting to talk or something, I would hate that, too. I understand how you feel.
But
it's just that there's
so
nothing much we can do about that.
What I wanted to get on the last night show was because of the St. Louis Blues victory. I wanted to get that Blues Pruin Bruin streak.
I thought that was really terrific. It is. That sounds more like Variety.
That's absolutely right. Was there no Hicks Picks or something back in
during the movie era when we were trying to make country movies. Uh-huh. To appeal to the people out in the country.
Hicks in the sticks.
It didn't work out. They said Hicks. No, let me see.
I never
something
it right.
Nicks. Something.
Nick
sticks. No, I got it.
Nick picks in sticks.
No. Sticks. Nicks. Hicks picks. that was the headline. I got to get going anyway.
Oh, here, real quick. Vivian Leigh always said that the one thing she always looked forward to each week was the list of the book bestsellers because she wanted to know what nobody was reading.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Don. You know, not the major highways.
So
I don't know what he means, the secondary roads or the thirdary roads or whatever you'd call it.
Yeah,
I think he means the secondary roads. That's probably the way he's phrasing it. I'm not... Hold on a minute. Let me see. Keep talking.
So in the movies, would you have tertiary actors?
Well, I don't know what he used in that sense. What I'm doing, see, rather than just guess, I happen to have in my hand at this moment... A dictionary.
How do you spell it, first of all?
Well, see, that's a problem, too. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's T-E-R-T, but I don't know. A tertiary. Let me look it up now. You keep talking and try to be interesting while I'm looking, because all of this is in your hands.
Well, the tertiary. It could be T-I-R, it could be T-U-R, it could be T-E-R.
Here it is. I got it. It's a T-E-R-T-I-A-R-Y, tertiary. It means third in place, order, degree, or rank, just as your intelligent talk host said.
You got it.
It says, in ornithologies pertaining to or designating the short flight feathers nearest the body of the inner edge of a bird's wing. I don't think Jack had that in mind. In chemistry, it pertains to salts of acids containing three replaceable hydrogen atoms. I don't pertaining to organosulfur. Anyway, tertiary, I think maybe, I think he means secondary. He could say secondary roads, I think is what he really means.
Well, he likes the, you know, the cute.
Tertiary is kind of a little fancier, but they would be roads that are even smaller than secondary roads, and I kind of have a feeling that's not what he meant.
Oh, because sometimes when the bars close, he'll say at 2 o'clock, he'll say that they're letting loose their patrons. You may want to use tertiary roads if. So I think he means it as an alternative route.
Yeah, he's probably using it wrong, and he's probably totally illiterate. And next time I see him, we'll slap him and break his nose until he straightens himself out. I'm just saying that. He's not a bad guy, and he could probably break my nose a lot easier. He's younger.
He's my favorite.
He's okay. He's the favorite of a lot of people. That's true. But tertiary does mean third. If it's in tertiary color, for example, it's the color resulting from the mixture of two secondary colors, thus getting a third color, and that's tertiary. So tertiary, the way he uses it, I think totally inaccurate. I think he's incorrect. And I wish he'd just stop it and stop bringing illiteracy to this program.
So you mean, for example, orange is yellow and red mixed, or...
If you mix those two...
Green is blue and yellow. You get tertiary color would be green as blue and red, I mean blue and yellow mixed green.
Oh, Glenn, shut up.
No, am I right?
I don't know. I don't know about that. All I know is I resent Jack Hart for using the word incorrectly, and he's going to hear from my lawyer in the morning. Thank you. I got to get going.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Well, didn't I handle that nicely? I'm just so darn charming. Anyway, 254. No, he's a nice guy, Glenn. 254-1030. 254-1030. Area code 617. It is kind of quiet. Here was an item that I thought was kind of funny. I looked at it and I said, what is this? Ah, this is funny.
He's beyond compare and so debonair. shines so bright. Here on BZ 103, oh please don't turn that dial. He makes me smile.
I love that. That's great. Linda Chase, Dave Currier, and me, Shalom Aleichem. I know, that was a very popular show with Father Barber.
Yeah, and then Jack Benny.
Well, Jack Benny, of course, was Sunday show.
And Charlie McCarthy there.
That's right. Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy and Mortimer Snerd and that whole crew.
Yeah.
That was Sunday. That's right. Sponsored by Maxwell House Coffee, I believe. No, Chase and Sanborn. That's who it was. Chase and Sanborn.
And Jello was one, too.
That was Jack Benny. He'd say, Jello again.
Yeah.
This is Jack Benny. Yes, that was a perfect imitation of him. Were you thrilled with that?
What?
Oh, never mind. So you were a radio buff, were you?
Oh, I was a big radio buff at that time.
Yeah, I guess most of us were.
I think most people spent Sundays in front of the radios because they all liked those shows that were on at night.
Yeah, that's right. And I think they spent a lot of time every weekday night, too, listening, because there are a lot of good shows. You remember Lux Presents Hollywood with Cecil B. DeMille, your host, and he'd say, "Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen," and they would have an hour program dramatizing on radio some of the top movies of that period.
There were a lot of programs on that had stories on them. At that time, too, you used to get a lot of orchestra programs.
Oh, late at night, from 11:30 until 1 a.m., they pick up big bands from throughout the country.
Yeah.
From Frank Daly's Meadowbrook in Cedar Grove, New Jersey, it's the Glenn Miller Orchestra. All that kind of stuff, yeah.
I know even my grandmother and grandfather used to listen to those programs, and they died in 36.
Well, you mean your grandparents, not the programs?
Well, no, but they used to listen to those programs.
Oh, sure. You're okay, Louise.
I called you for a long time.
You ain't done that. No, you ain't called me for a long time. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Shadow was on in the 30s.
Yes, I know that. And in the 40s also.
Yeah, yeah. And remember Father Coughlin was on every doggone, you could hear him on every radio. You went up and down every street. Everybody had him turned up.
Yeah, he wasn't a particularly nice man, as I recall.
Well, he called a spade, I guess. I don't know what the heck.
Yeah, I don't remember that. You don't remember too much of that, do you? Because that was a long time ago.
I was just a little kid.
Yeah, we were both little kids. I know he built up a big name, but in recent years I've been hearing, I guess people who were around then realized that that guy was a racist and a bigot and a bias.
Well, kind of a rebel rouser.
Well, I mean, yeah, even more than a rabble rouser, I wouldn't mind. That's okay.
Yeah.
But apparently he was on the wrong side of a whole lot of issues, according to people. But anyway, I can't remember too much about him.
Yeah. Well, I didn't either. I was a little kid.
We were both just little kids. We weren't, we didn't have deep, manly voices like we have now back then. We were just little kids. We didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
He was on our folks would listen. And they'd throw.
Canteen.
But yeah, now that's right. Now you're in the teen. You're in the teen canteen. Are you here at BedBZ? Okay, you're just a little kid. Yeah, and you moved out of Lynn, and you're in Winthrop now.
I'm down Fall River.
Oh, you're in Fall River.
Yeah.
Why does it say Joe from Winthrop? Did you used to live in Winthrop?
Oh, you misunderstood me.
Oh, I see that. I don't understand why you speak so clearly.
I know.
I can understand about every fourth word you're saying and everything just so clearly.
My niece calls you up once in a while, Kathy.
Kathy? Okay, is she from Fall River also?
Oh, she's from Lynn.
Oh, see, no wonder I'm so confused.
Hey, what can I say?
Not too much. Are you having a nice winter so far? That's a stupid...
I'm retired.
Yeah?
And
What are you retired from? What did you used to do?
I worked at the power company.
Yeah, you mind being retired? Is that kind of fun?
Oh, listen, I've been so damn busy.
I know.
I'd like to be able to relax once in a while. There's always something to do. Well, I've got 11 grandchildren. I had 6 children. And like I say, 11 grandchildren.
Wow, that's really nice. You know, it's kind of true, though, I guess. A lot of times people look at you and say, boy, you're retired. They think you're sitting around in a rocking chair all day. And very often you're working that harder than when you had to go to a daily job.
Oh, I'm busy. I go to the movies once in a while. I love the movies.
Yeah.
Especially the old ones. And sit with the kids once in a while, you know. I got a teenage grandson. He plays hockey like mad.
Yeah.
And he's good at it, too.
The kids must like you. You sound like a good grandfather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love them all.
Oh, that's nice. I'm telling him, but what the heck? He won't sue because he's my best friend. Eventually, he's going to hear this, and he's going to come on the phone.
Norman.
Hi there. Where?
I'm over here.
Where's that? What you're doing? Is that us or him? Is that us?
Norman.
Cuckoo clock. Yes.
Norman.
Yes.
Did you hear the line?
What line? I
tried to do a little shtick.
What was the shtick? I didn't catch that.
I've fallen. I can't get up.
Did you say that? Well, that's hilarious.
No,
and that is so original. That's so original, too.
It's not original. It's not original.
Oh, I thought it was original. I never heard it more than 500 times.
Norman.
Let's laugh together for word.
No,
brother.
No. Let's not laugh.
No, let's
laugh. Right now. I've never... Let's just play cool.
Okay, you know why, Robert? Because
Don't yell at me, and I won't yell at you.
You know why? Well, I wouldn't yell at you. You know why? Because you're my best friend.
Ah, come on. You finally admitted it, huh?
Yeah, you're my best...
finally admitted it, huh?
Yeah, you're my best friend.
Norman, they're bringing all the old-timers back on the television.
Oh, I hope not.
Norman.
What is happening with your phone? Are you dialing?
Not my phone. It's your phone.
No, I'm not doing anything.
You mean click, click, click?
Yeah.
I think the FBI's after me.
I hope so.
Because I talked to you.
That's because you're my best friend.
Ah, come on.
Oh, okay.
Norman, all the old-timers are coming back. Did you see that lately all the TV shows? I can't even... See, you got me all confused now. I try to talk... what? Borgdine? Now listen to me.
Okay.
What's his name? The guy with the horse. Talk to the horse.
Alan Young.
Yeah.
He Mr.
was
Ed.
On. All the old timers are.
Who was he on with?
I have no idea. They're beautiful shows.
What do you mean
they're
you have
nice
no?
Shows.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you have no idea? Weren't you watching them?
I watched them because I'm so I'm confused.
But you don't know where he was on.
He was on all the different TV shows that I watch. I enjoy good TV.
Well, name one show he was on, because I haven't seen him. I wondered what show he was on.
Well, he was on just the other day.
Where?
With who's the little kid that photography he does? He's a little kid, 3, 4, 5 years old, in the Second World War. He's got glasses. He's got a little bit of gray hair now and everything. Oh, come on. He's like Shirley Temple and everybody.
I don't know.
Oh, you know everybody.
Jackie Cooper?
No, I haven't seen... He's a producer and a director now.
Jackie Coogan?
No. He's still up. He's still
no,
around.
I guess I think he died, I think. Or maybe he hasn't. I don't know. I'll have to call him and ask him.
What I'm trying to say, Norman,
they're
coming out of retirement. And they're bringing these old-timers back, and they're character actors and good stars. Cesar Romero?
That's his name, yes.
No, that's another guy. Was on another show. I thought these people were all gone. But they're all coming back. When are you going to make a comeback?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm too old for that. I'm too tired.
Come on.
Oh,
don't do that to me now. Don't do that.
You're my best friend.
I know you're my best friend.
Best friend.
Is Tony going to be on the birthday game tonight?
Tony will be on the birthday game tonight, but only if you're not on.
No, I'm not coming on. You know who wants to be on the birthday game so bad?
Your wife.
No. My wife says, please leave that man alone.
Oh.
Billy Clyde wants to play the... You never, ever put him on...
He doesn't call.
He does call. He listened to you every weekend. He called me last night.
But he doesn't call us.
If I could only get on that birthday game.
Well, why doesn't he call us and tell us that?
Well, you only got 10 minutes left now.
Well, now, why are you saying that?
You have his phone number?
No, I don't have his phone number.
He loves you. He thinks you're the greatest thing in the whole world.
You make up stories, don't you, Robert?
No. Billy Clyde loves you.
You and Oliver North, you can't tell him from
Oliver North was a colonel.
What has that got to do with anything?
I was only a corporal.
Yeah. Why am I sorry I brought that?
Are you still my best friend? Will you call Billy Clyde?
I don't have Billy Clyde's number. If Billy Clyde wants to call, he can call me. I'd love to talk with him. I like him.
Now, he wants to get in the birthday game.
Well, he has to call. You got to call and let me know that.
Oh, I don't have his phone number. He won't give it to me because when I call him, he won't not reach.
Well,
you know, when I call long distance, you want to reverse the charges.
Well, that's stupid. Why would he have to pay to talk to you?
Because you're my best friend.
So that's why he pays your phone calls?
No, he calls me, and I don't pay. He calls North Carolina.
I don't even know what you're talking about. You call him, and you want him, then you try to reverse the charges, so he has to pay for the call you're making to him.
Right. Just say hello.
Well, why should he have to pay for that?
Well, we're friends. That's all.
Well, if you're friends, why don't you pay it then? If you're such great friends.
No, I don't have any money.
Well, I don't imagine he has a whole lot of money either.
Well, we're all poor. Norman.
What?
Are you going to come to my farm in Ormstown?
Well, of course not. I wouldn't get any place near you.
Will you do me a favor, like the man said, kiss your horse?
Robert,
that's a funny line now.
Kiss your horse?
I'm going to steal that line.
What is a funny line? Kiss your horse?
No. The man says when you go home tonight, kiss your horse.
And that's a funny line.
That was last week.
Yeah.
Well, I see you tickle me. And you're a funny, funny man you are.
Funny, I'm funny, funny.
No, you are.
No, my best friend.
You tickle me and you say cute little things, not dirty things. You never ever told a dirty joke.
Yeah.
Never.
I really don't know any good ones.
You got a lot of good sense of humor.
Well, thank you very much. You mind if I hang up on you now, Robert?
Norman, it'd be a pleasure.
Oh, that felt just so good.
If you need extra strength medication to treat itchy skin, you're not alone.
But there are a number of families have horses throughout
the
town. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
boy.
Yes, sir, we're real fam. This
well, then I got to look for chickens or newfies.
Yeah.
I'm the newfie lady.
Do you have a Newfoundland, too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, too. Yours is black Newfoundland.
That's right.
Yeah. I guess
they call Lancer, is that right?
Oh, a Landseer. I have a Landseer, which is black and white.
That's right.
And then I have a Newfoundland also. A straight Newfoundland is straight black.
Right. Well, my other doofy is pure brown, and he looks like a big cinnamon bear. but the Landseer, his name is Harry Truman.
Landseer, what did you say about Harry Truman?
His name is Harry Truman.
Oh, you have a Landseer also?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have two Newfoundlands.
Right.
A brown one and a Landseer,
yeah.
And his name is Harry Truman?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of
they're
cute.
They're buddies. And I want to thank you. You wrote me a lovely note. You typed it, too.
Yes, I do. Otherwise, you would never be able to read it.
I did, and I got a big thrill out of it. I wrote, called my daughters, and I said, what do you think happened? I got a typed note from Norm. Oh, I was so thrilled, I can't tell you.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, really, that you're that thrilled over some little note I sent.
That's not a little thing. That's not a little thing.
Well, you're nice to say that. I appreciate
it
that.
Because you'd be surprised how many people look forward to the weekend.
Well, I'm pleased.
Because
I'm pleased.
You bring so much joy to so many people. I mean that.
It's true.
And I want to ask you one question, please, dear.
Okay.
Is it? I haven't been able to get you on Sunday nights. Are you going to be?
Yeah, no, I won't be. Except every now and then, maybe pinch hitting for Bob Raleigh that night.
Oh,
but that's
cool.
Not too often. But I won't be on For a while, anyway, that I know of.
How will we know?
I don't know, except I can tell you Friday or Saturday when I do come on. I'll say, hey, I'm going to be on Sunday night.
Do you say
but
that
I'm
at
not.
The beginning or the end? See, I don't stay till the end.
I'll do it at the beginning, then.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Because I would want to have it before you go to bed.
Yes, because...
You're up kind of late now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I like to keep it like just like you like it. I'm on oxygen 24 hours a day.
Oh, really? Do you have emphysema?
That and a lung problem. I'm sorry to hear that.
You sound pretty good, though. I'm glad about that. You don't
sound winded or anything. I think I'm pretty good. The doctor doesn't think so, but I don't think he knows much anyway. I really don't.
That's right.
I always say, you're just a kid. I got kids older than you. What do you know?
He must be pleased to hear you say. Well, yeah. You sound like a feisty lady. I bet he likes you.
Of course, I was a public health nurse.
Were you?
Public health nurses, though, they had to be.
Yeah.
So now I'm retired.
Are you a native of Buffalo, New York?
That's right. Born and bred.
You know, when I was a kid, when we used to listen to radio, we used to send away, remember those premiums and things you send away when you listen to radio? I used to send away to Buffalo, New York. What company would that be?
Shredded Wheat is in Niagara Falls.
Oh, maybe that was it. Nabisco would be
Nabisco?
Anywhere.
Nabisco,
the whole Nabisco line must have been.
They had a big bakery. That's not here anymore. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, but I remember when I was a kid. You know, before anybody ever traveled anywhere, I think went more than 3 minutes away from my own city that I grew up in. So when we heard names like Buffalo, New York, they sounded so glamorous.
And
when we sent box tops to Buffalo, New York, wow.
Yeah.
And got back something. But that was Nabisco. Okay, that must have been it.
When you were a kid, you used to like to get mail. You didn't care where it came from.
No, that's right. We would have given
a letter in the mail. That was the story.
Well, especially from a program, a radio program you sent away for, and from one of your heroes.
I know.
You get the Tom McStraight shooter gun
from
the Ralston people. Boy, that was thrilling.
Then the stamps were cheap. Otherwise, my mother wouldn't have been able to let me do it. What were they, 3 cents?
They were, first-class mail was 3 cents at that point. Yeah.
I can't say this enough. I love doing these podcasts. I love hearing all the familiar callers again. And, of course, hearing Norm every week. I don't know what I'm going to find when I pop a tape into the cassette deck. The memories are so vivid, I'm right back there with Norm. Picturing it all again, and laughing just as hard. I hope for you, because it is for me on many levels, that you find it therapeutic, whether to escape from, even for 30 minutes, the world we're living in, for the nostalgia, for the great example of how much fun radio was, or simply to just hear Norm's voice. Whichever reason brings you here, I thank you. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Tertiary Roads, 3 cent stamps, Billy Clyde, Robert from Everett, and his best friend, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.